mostly. Good evening, truckers everywhere. We are live on air as it's a Thursday and it's 8:30-ish. Kind of ish-ish. In the evening somewhere in the galaxy. I don't know if it is still 8:30 somewhere in the galaxy, but let's hope it is. After 2 weeks of off-station shenanigans, I'm Dick Chafing, and joining me tonight in the hot seat, we have...
Philip Oliver Holtz, and in tonight's news...
Horn team struck down with mods.
Major General spot inspection of Fort Mug.
Largest landslide by Lael, Hans Hutton, Ross 671.
It's quiet in space. Too quiet. So it's time to race for the mug.
You get the idea now. First tonight, we are sad to report that my co-presenters, after a two-week shift managing without me, have been struck down with an acute case of mods. Symptoms include vocal noises that could be mistaken for the bastard love child of Eartha Kitt and James Earl Jones. Gooey green gunk gushing out of some orifices, probably most, fluorescent fluids flowing from others, an addiction to box sets of science fiction from the 21st century, the sweats, the shakes, the quakes, and uncontrollable shivering. To too many of you listeners out there, this may sound like man flu. Leia Wolf even sent the both of them a big box of Mug the Truck Up tissues before calling them both names. But Nurse Wyeth has concluded that all these symptoms have been brought about by Mug Ownership Deficiency Syndrome, or MODS for short. Rudolph Hucker is said to have forgotten to unpack his mug from his visit to Frontier Expo, and his co-presenter admitted that one too many trips through the station dishwasher have rendered his mug totally inert. It appears that MODS has mutated. Just owning a mug is no longer enough. Scientists, including the incredibly clever and mellow-voiced Dr. Eros Maidlung, not that kind of doctor, the other kind, you know, the kind who studies dark matter and funky particles, have concluded that the frameshift warming effect of Hutton mugs actually has an effect at a subatomic level on Hutton truckers, keeping them safe from the ravages of MODS. Keeping it in a display cabinet is like burying malaria tablets, then wandering naked through a swamp somewhere in Africa shouting, "Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough," without actually having taken them. You're gonna get nibbled. You're gonna get sick, and the only creature in the universe happy about that will be one fat mosquito. In our case, make that Thargoids. Oh, and both of them have started hallucinating. So, ladies and gentlemen, to your mugs! Get sipping, quaffing, golfing, imbibing, and generally drinking as soon as you can for your own safety.
With Hutton admins under partial quarantine, and our systems under the tender ministrations of Brigadier Riverboat and Major McKee, the Major General himself has made a snap inspection of Fort Mug and is appalled to find that all the plug sockets are the wrong sort. There's no booze left. Everyone's flying on the wrong side of the sky, and what's worse, no one has ironed a crease in their flight suit. He has unpacked his mobile operations base, a large briefcase complete with red pen, scary-looking notebook, and his naughty list, and has taken direct charge over at Colonia. Commanders in Colonia are requested to muster at 0830 for a briefing and inspection of their vessels before receiving the day's instructions. The Major General has had his sights on Duriso, and he wants it delivered soon. He will also be ordering a retreat from a number of totally useless local systems that only exist to cause wars. Spitspot, commanders, and shake a leg. The Major General is on the warpath.
There was celebration this week as Ross 671 became the latest system to fall under Alvin's benevolent gaze. A tiny little system presided over by its capital, Thompson Terminal, it has a full range of services including a shipyard supplying the mighty lake on Type 9, and its little brother the Type 6 as well as a range of smaller craft for doing the do in true Hutton style. If you like adders and horrors, that is. A trinary system with a large range of high metal content planets. It's a surefire destination for rock munchers and, of course, res side hounds. Pay the system a visit and tell them Alvin sent you. There's a free beer in the bar once you get there. Offer subject to terms and conditions. Limited stocks are available. Bring your own mug. The manager cannot be held responsible for any actions undertaken under the influence of free beer. The danger to sending is final. Do not pass go. Do not collect 200 credits. The system was won by the largest margin we have ever seen in an election, with the opposition languishing down on deposit losing single figures whilst Huston hit the highs of 70% approval rating. Well done, commanders.
And finally tonight, we have news of stuff to do. Everything's gone quiet. The Thargoids appear to be contained by wave after wave of engineered weapons, and it looks like there's nothing the Thargoids can do about it. Take that, ya eight-sided meanies. So in the meantime, we're going racing. Saturday night, get your SRVs to Wasat A2E. Yes, Wasat! We're on A2E, racing from Elwood Camp, 50 kilometers to Ferguson Prospect across the planet's surface. There will be prizes for winners. There will be shenanigans. There will be PC Federation members, hotboxers, and PS Hops team drivers. Can you bring home the trophy? Are you the Bunny Hop King of Hutton Space? Contact Brigadier Brett Riverboat on arrival. Get into TeamSpeak voice communications for coordination and rev those engines, ladies and gentlemen. And that
was the exciting news.
Yay!